Who's Bob?
It's the computer, dude. I named the computer, too bad.
Okay, so, Bruce, let's start off talking about,
we have to get serious now, because we're going to some sad news. A few days ago in Venezuela,
two former baseball players died in a car crash.
It was also a robbery gone wrong.
So wait, what?
Headlines were robbery gone wrong in Venezuela. Four total baseball players in the car.
Wait, what does the robbery have to do with baseball?
It does, because there's four different baseball players. There was four baseball players in the car.
So what does that have to do with the robbery?
And two of them died.
No, but what does the robbery have to do with the players dying?
Because there was a rock in front of the car, and that's how the player died.
There was a rock in front of the car?
Yeah, like, literally, they didn't see it, because...
But what does that have to do with the robbery?
That's how the players died.
A rock robbery?
Yes.
Somebody was robbing somebody of a rock.
No, it was a car, but there was a rock. That's how they stopped the car and killed the two players. That's the rock.
Okay.
Let's go now do some better news in Seattle.
Not for Seattle. It's not good news for Seattle.
Okay, fine. For the Mets. Who I would be paying a lot of attention to this year if I was you.
Why? They stink. They stink. The worst.
Do that. You got Jacob DeGrom.
Stinks.
Diaz, stinks. Closer. Robinson Cano.
Stinks.
Why are you doing that? Cause, I'm serious. Why?
They left Bruce behind.
Bruce is a veteran. They don't need him anymore, dude.
What happened when the Indians got Bruce? Guess what? Playoff run! Do-do-do-do. Okay, so, Seattle... Now, Jacob's clapping. Wow. Yeah, Jacob.
Slow clap.
Oh, gee, thanks. So, Seattle in total rebuild mode.
Also, they traded Segura to the Phillies.
Did they get... You can stop booing now. Did they get anybody good?
I don't know. But
okay. They also traded Paxton, who trades their two best players in like 2 seconds. That doesn't happen.
But they traded it to the best team overall.
Hey, Yankees aren't the best team overall. Guess who beat them? Red Sox beat the Yankees.
That was before they disclosed that the Boston Red Sox were cheating.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. No, that was the Astros.
Yeah, right.
It was the Astros, not the Red Sox.
Why would I care?
Because you just said it?
Because it was blamed.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, about the rivalry here. To disclose, we all know, right, that the Yankees are better. Just to let everybody know.
Oh, yeah, totally, even though the other team won the World Series.
But the Boston was cheating. Let's get to our different news now.
So Boston was cheating. Well, okay, whatever. So
no news on Harper... Noodle-Loopy retires after 12 seasons.
Who does?
I don't... Noodle-Loopy, didn't I tell you about him earlier?
Who's Noodle-Loopy?
He was an Indians guy who...
No, Napoli!
Napoli, I can't pronounce...
Napoli retired. Okay, other Indians news. Indians signed Carlos Carrasco, a good pitcher. He did not do as expected last season. So, yeah. They get new jerseys, by the way. Indians guy get new alternate. It's red... with blue on the front, with Indian, and the Indians is blue.
No, in fact, so Marlins get a new logo, and guess Cardinals get two new things, a new first baseman, and a new jersey.
Yep, and guess who that first baseman is? It's the former All-Star Paul Goldschmidt.
I'm not allowed to say his name because I did something a few times ago that I cannot disclose.
Can you tell us what disclosed means?
No, and I don't want to say, dude. I don't like grammar.
Okay.
I like grammar.
Okay. The Indians get their, you know, their blue one? The one with, like, red Indians font?
Yeah.
Well, they... They Wait, let me think what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, they, dang it. Oh, yeah, so they changed it, the red to just Cleveland on the front. It's in their away font, so that's sort of boring now. So, do we have any other news to talk about, Jacob?
Yes, we do. Patrick Corbin goes to the
one Nationals.
Yes. Also, who thinks that the Nationals were going to be good last year? Nobody.
Dude, everybody thought the Nationals were going to be good last year.
Okay, fine, everybody.
Dude, well, ESPN voted them to win the World Series.
Sorry. Well, let's be honest. Nowadays, you remember when the Nationals tried to sign Harper earlier this year?
Yeah, and they failed miserably.
Now, but you know what did they trade?
They didn't trade anybody because they didn't get him. Nationals wanted Shane Bieber.
They also traded Yan Gomes, remember?
Yeah, they traded Yan Gomes, their arm behind the plate, a great catcher, and he's gone for two people that nobody's ever heard of. So now it's up to Roberto Perez and Eric Haas, who he's
You ever heard of him?
He's got like an 100 or something average, which so yeah, let's see how the Indians
That's
do.
A 1 in 10, dude.
What?
Do we have any news on Rajay Davis?
No.
What about Dallas Keuchel? Oh yeah, guess who's going after him? The Reds. Why wouldn't they?
Because their pitching stinks. Wait a minute. That's all the more reason to go after Keuchel. So, Reds. Reds with a very bad season last year. Except Suarez. He hit bombs.
Ignacio Suarez. And guess who's a free agent now?
Who?
Billy.
Hamilton. The speedy center. Now, there's another team.
He had a horrible batting season. What can you do? They could have traded him to the Giants the year before. But of course. All they wanted was the Giants number one prospect, that the Giants would not give up.
Of course. Maybe they should have gone for Buster Posey, but then Barnhart was having a great season 2 years ago, so
that was might...
He was a Golden Glover, remember?
The year before.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in contention.
Yeah. He wasn't very good last year, was he? He had some grand slams. You know that one against the Royals, I'm pretty sure?
Remember, dude...
Oh, yeah, and guess what team...
Oh, Michael Lorenzen, I forget. And I'm watching Greatest Bat Flips on mute right now. Michael Lorenzen coming in at number 19. The pitcher who hit 3 or 4 home runs and 1 grand slam this season.
I know, Lorenzen was so good. Remember the game we went to, Jacob? We watched him pitch. He pitched in a Reds win. A win. The Reds won. That is so uncommon.
Is that right? The Reds winning? Who's heard of that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Not me.
Well, Suarez did hit a home run, so.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, okay. Remember? He hit one, like, near the car.
That was a blast.
So, Hamilton hit a triple in that game.
Oh, I remember that.
That was sweet, down the line. So, I think that's it for Baseball Geeks. And we'll see you next time.
With Bob, our special guest.
The computer.
Thank you.
Bye.